And like that, we're back, my friends. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research.
Well, we have a badge to wear now.
Badge?
Badge, yeah, it's a badge. We're being called anti-Semitic.
You know, I've got a lot of things that I am, and that's probably not it.
You know, let me say something to you.
I just speak the truth, man.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's just do the math here. Okay?
that's your opening statement.
Yeah, that's the math. No, I think it's funny. First, number one, you know, I could give you a whole bunch of other people that are really true anti-Semitics on radio right now, but I'm not going to do that. But let me ask you a question. What are we making up? Are we making up about Gaza? Are we making up about the Mossad people and these
making
people?
About Lebanon?
Are we making it up? Okay, so when we tell you the truth of what's going on in the Middle East, it makes us an anti-Semite. Well, you know, the Arabs are Semites too.
That's a fact.
Okay, so we don't know when you send us emails like this, if you're joking with us or if you're really mad about it. But I mean, I got to say something to you. You know, how do you think the people in Lebanon feel right now when they're getting mass bombed? And now we're saying that basically because of this Apache helicopter being shot down by your intel says it was, you know, IDF.
That's what you told me. Again, I'm not over there, but there's a whole lot of chatter that it was not Iran that shot down that Apache.
Well, yeah, I don't believe it was Iran. The problem is that here's the thing. Okay, Iran's trying to do a ceasefire. They're trying to negotiate. Why in the world would they shoot down a stupid Apache? Now, mind you, if they dropped a dog on another barrage of missiles on another aircraft carrier, they claim that, they put another 500 missiles into one, like they did.
They probably,
you know,
claim it, though. That's the thing, yeah. That's odd about Iran is most time, as soon as conflict, when they do something, they're like, yeah, we did it. We got them.
Well, you know,
it's like, why would you knock it down and be like, we didn't do it?
But remember, Massey came out and talked about what happened with the, you know, USS, you know, Liberty, you know, in 67.
Ironically, immediately after that, they go after an Apache.
Well, and the crazy part about all of this is that, you know, so if we're making this up, then you can fuss at us. You can yell and scream at us. I don't care. I mean, I won't read the email, but you have fun with it. At least it'll be a catharsis for you. You can purge yourself of this.
Well, the one I got yesterday, I just deleted. It's like four paragraphs of, I don't actually know. I didn't read it. I got to about the first two sentences.
But once it goes, we love your show, but the big slate.
Yeah. Let me tell you what you did wrong. And I'm like, I really don't care.
Now,
if I make an inaccurate statement on something based on health and nutrition, and I'm actually wrong and I double check it, I will correct myself.
And the other day, I got an email in, and I'm behind on it, by the way. And it said that the nose cones on these big airplanes are not made out of aluminum. I said, yeah, and I was told it was aluminum, but you really can't. It's going to interfere with the radar signature. And I corrected it. In fact, it was the opening statement the next day after I gotten that.
Yep.
So here's the thing. You know, if you want me to say, you know, Israel did not go into Gaza, I'm not going to do that because they did. If you want me to say that Israel, through the Rothschild banking cartel, is directly involved, you know, with the finances of the United States, and Israel gets hundreds of billions of dollars out of money of ours over the last 30, 40, 50 years, and you say that's not accurate, it's true, it's accurate. If you want me to say that AIPAC did not fund $30 million against Massey, to basically not even have him get his doggone, you know.
Here's where the stuff starts to become a fine line in a constitutional republic. When you have a certain group that's saying, you can't criticize any of our behavior at any point in time, or basically you're racist. Because that's pretty much the premise of what they say. Mm-hmm. You criticize this, you're anti-Semitic. Well, I'm not criticizing. I'm stating to you that it's diametrically opposed to a viewpoint system of the United States Constitution.
Now, remember, what happened here is Israel, it wasn't even formed during World War II. Okay, it happened after World War II. But yet the Holocaust became a major cause of World War II, and now the World War II is a footnote to the Holocaust. And you think, well, why? Well, it's programming. Now, don't send more any letters on this. When the people who control the media are telling you that, you know, the whole reason we had World War II and the whole reason World War II happened is because of, you know, anti-Semitism, it's not true. It's just simply
it's not even remotely accurate.
No.
As far as the entire context of that conflict.
Here's the simple thing. Read the book, The Bad War, by King. You may not get it on Google, because they had it blocked for a while, but you can get it on DuckDuckGoGo, and you can read the entire book. And it'll tell you exactly what my mom and my grandfather told me in verbatim, almost detail, of what happened in World War II. They were there. Okay, so this history is going away now because the people that were there all died.
Well, and here's the problem. I was on Hagman last night, And I went into detail on what's been happening now. And a lot of people reported this, how AI has crawled the entire internet.
Oh, yeah, they have.
It's crawled everything now. It's what they've been working on for years. And so that way, that's why they can correlate so much information so quickly, which in some cases, it's really, really efficient. I need to get data or documentation on something. You can have it very quickly. The problem with it is now we're starting to see this 1% to 2% deflection with AI, where they're coming in with an enormous amount of context. It's true. And there's these little tweaks that they're doing. They're making little tweaks, real small tweaks to context, and they're manipulating certain things where you're going, that's odd. I told you guys before when my brother came down and we went into detail with ChatGPT on a test, a beta test, to see what it was discussing with Randy Weaver and Ruby Ridge. I saw this myself. My brother saw it. He can confirm it. And we started asking AI questions about the engagement with Randy Weaver on Ruby Ridge and his wife being shot in the head with a 308 by Chang, the basically FBI sniper, and it came out and said, oh, the FBI sniper was basically found guilty and did 10 years in federal penitentiary for manslaughter.
No, it didn't.
It was a complete lie. That never happened. And then we called it out on it and said, oh, my pardon me, we made a mistake. And they came out and said, oh, no, he was actually exonerated and put back on the task force with the ATF. Came back and made it accurate. Well, here's the problem. If we wouldn't have rebutted it, would have it ever come clean?
Well, and that's the thing. If the people who were alive during World War II don't rebuke it anymore, then there's nobody to fix it.
Because we don't even know the truth of history anymore if it starts saying something different.
Yeah, here's the question. Poland had a treaty like NATO, it wasn't called NATO, with England. So if Poland was attacked, England would come to their rescue, right? Well, what happened after World War I, a big chunk of Germany was taken away and given to Poland. Well, Hitler didn't want that. So he, in 1939, he wanted part of Germany back where they were basically being really mean to the Germans. Some were killing them in Poland. So he and Russia, Stalin, went into Poland and invaded it together in 1939. The history books have erased that.
Yep.
They don't talk about that. And England then declared war on Germany and not on Russia, even though half the Poland now was Russian. And you think, well, I never read that. Well, that's because you weren't supposed to read that.
That's exactly
right. But that's what happened. Read the book, The Bad War by King. And then all of a sudden you ask yourself a question. Well, why would that happen? Why would they only declare war on Germany? Germany was an industrial powerhouse after World War I, after they got rid of the Rothschild banking cartel in debt currency. People could borrow money in Germany from like 1936 on at 0% interest. Now, think about that for a second. You go buy a new Super Duty for $70,000. You got 0% interest. You start making payments on it for 2 years, you got equity in the vehicle.
It's all principal payments.
All principals. You just walk it, you chop it down. All of a sudden now, you know, you've paid payments, you owe $50,000 on the truck. Truck's worth $55,000. You're basically not enslaved to your truck. They don't want that.
That's why now everything's 8%, 9%, 10%, 12% interest on vehicles, even with good credit.
That's right. Well, they don't want that. But that's why you gotta read that book, The Bad War by King. It was one of the most accurate depictions of war. Now, a lot of stuff they told us about World War II was correct. And it's in the book. It's correct. But a lot of these little things, like Austin's talking about, weren't correct. And so, you know, then we have the other opposite. Other person, you're anti-German. Don't you know what happened in World War II?
And I'm
like, gosh, this is unbelievable. I said, it doesn't matter. And here's what I've learned. I'm going to say something to you guys. And this is an old adage, and you've heard it too. You can please some of the people some of the time, but you're not going to please all the people all the time, period. Now, here's how I look at it. Here's the deal. If you don't like what we say, start your own podcast. You can correct what we say. I don't care. You say, here's how I feel about this, that. Okay, say it. Just do your own thing. Get your word out there. It's easy enough to start a podcast. Do it. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
Good luck cash flowing it.
Good luck trying to pay for it. Thank you for supporting us. Obviously, we got a lot of listeners, and obviously you guys like what we say or you wouldn't be supporting us. Okay, that's the thing. And so if you guys rebuke me with facts and you show me that I did something wrong, like that airplane nose cone, I'll fix it on the air. Now, let me say something to you. The airplane nose cone was an arbitrary fact. It wasn't even a big deal. It was incomplete. It wasn't correct. I mean, it wasn't going to affect anything as far as what not happened with 9/11.
That's true.
But that's how I use it in context with that. It wasn't deformed going through the stairwell. Well, it's not metal. It's aluminum or fiberglass. Okay, great. I fixed it. He was right. Period. But the point is, we try to bring you the latest facts, the best of our ability. We vet stuff like you wouldn't believe how much research I do every day trying to get multiple sources to say the same thing. Like, here's another article. This is on health. Multiple children are now dead after overdosing on Benadryl.
Benadryl's strong, man.
Now, I'm going to say something to you, and this is really important. You got a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old that doesn't want to sleep at night, you don't give them Benadryl. I have seen this so many times. I'm going to drug my child on Benadryl. I've got a date. I'm going to put my child to bed. Well, guess what? Some of these children aren't waking up. Mobile children dead after overdosing on Benadryl. And, you know, don't do that. If you have a child and you want to go out on a date, get a babysitter. Am I right, Austin? Don't drug him into
a
stupor.
There's a whole lot of context besides just drugging him besides a date. The problem is a lot of times, this happens sometimes with moms that have kids. I've had three kids, is that you got to get some sleep sometimes. Sometimes the easiest option is basically taking a Benadryl for them. And the problem with it is I've never used it because I don't like Benadryl.
I don't either.
I don't even like using Benadryl myself. It makes me unbelievably groggy. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'll fall asleep when I wake up next morning. I feel like I'm like Benadryl hungover for an entire day. I don't like it. So I've never recommended Benadryl. I didn't know it could kill kids, though. That's a first for me.
Yeah,
I guess it's all dose dependent on body weight. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You give a kid only 20, 30 pounds, you give an adult dose of Benadryl by accident.
Stop their heart. Oh, by the way, the surprising supplement to take before your workout to torch more carbs and boost performance. Now, I agree with some of this, and I don't agree with some of it, okay? A common sleep supplement taken by roughly 6 million adults may do more help somebody beyond rest. Emerging research says it could give their morning workout an edge. Multiple studies indicate that melatonin, best known for regulating the sleep-wake cycle, may help athletes and active individuals burn more carbohydrates, reduce muscle damage, and recover faster from intense exercise. Well, this is really interesting. It says
are they saying they stack it with stimulants and you stack it with caffeine?
Here's what it says. One of the latest trials found that combining 6 milligrams of melatonin at night with a morning dose of caffeine improved its high-intensity workout performance 1 hour later while also reducing markers of muscle damage and inflammation compared to placebo. Now, what they're not telling you about the Benadryl is it's an antioxidant.
You're talking about the melatonin.
Melatonin, yeah.
Yeah.
Benadryl,
we're not recommending Benadryl. Melatonin.
Thank you, Austin. I took a melatonin this morning at 5 o'clock. Too much of melatonin. Athletes on melatonin's caffeine combo covered more ground, sprinted further, and had lower heart rates those with placebos and less heart strain. Now, I will say this to you guys. This morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock. I thought, I don't want to get up. So I popped another 3 milligrams of melatonin. Now, our melatonin stuff is strong.
I was about to say, I'd be curious to see what melatonin form they're using, because ours seem to be like the strongest of anybody.
Well,
I
basically just called melatonin Benadryl. I'm not awake yet, and it's been like 5 hours, okay? So I don't recommend taking melatonin in the morning before you work out.
Well,
start with it at 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night and wake up with it. And then it take 2 shots of Purple Sticks.
Well, you can experiment with it. I'd be curious. Like on a Saturday morning, I don't have any other plans going on. Take some melatonin and then take like 2 scoops of Purple Sticks with it. I'm not going to lie. I might try that. I've never thought about that research on there. It's a strong antioxidant.
Stronger than C.
They've actually said high doses of melatonin, and this is their quote, has anti-cancer properties to it. And again, I'm not making any claims on that. I'd be curious to see it. And I'll let you guys know how my experiment goes.
It says you follow with 3 milligrams of caffeine per kilogram of body weight, about 200 milligrams for the average man, which is about
two scoops.
2 scoops of Purple Sticks.
It's done.
And you take 6 milligrams at night, but like 11 o'clock. Followed by a morning placebo.
No, we're too right when we wake up.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You're back to sleep. Compare with the placebo group, athletes took both melatonin. But remember, Europe cells even produce melatonin. People don't even realize it's not just from the pineal gland. It's such a strong antioxidant. It's amazing. And it works great for sleep. And it's part of our sleep like a baby kit.
It is.
And it's amazing what it can do. It really is. And so I saw that this morning. I started joking. I thought, well, I want to cover that because I took melatonin at 5 this morning, and it was not something that made me mentally acute at all this morning. By the way, Trump now vows to invade the island there, basically. Iran sparking troops on the ground.
Whatever, dude. And Doug went into detail on this last night. I'm so sick of hearing about all this stuff every single day. This is all a giant shell game while we get pickpocketed.
It is.
We're all getting stolen from. Everybody's burning through cash in the government. The military contractors, some of which I know are making an insane amount of money again. Everybody's making money on the top end while the rest of the country, if inflation's up 4% now. Imagine that when you run diesel up to $7 a gallon, it gets kind of expensive to transport goods and services. Who would have thought? My God, this has turned into a shell game. Every single day, I've talked to somebody the other day that was in the markets, and they said literally there's guys that have built their entire portfolio platforms around finding out what Trump's going to say the next morning. Because you watch the markets. He says, we fixed the deal with Iran. Well, it goes down. Next morning, he wakes up and says, Iran bad. Bad, bad boogeyman. Well, it goes up. He does it every single day. These guys are making hundreds of billions of dollars in aggregate, shorting and longing the oil market and a whole host of other things. That's why gold's dropped so much now. Gold stopped moving a lot, so everybody's jumped into oil to speculate on oil. So gold's down to like $4,200 an ounce right now. But here's the thing. This can't go on forever. At a certain point, you start having what's called market fatigue, and certain individuals are going to start pulling out of this and going, this isn't sustainable, nor is it stable. You can't keep going on with this. But this whole nonsense, this ding-dong has been talking about invading and a ceasefire and a truce and a peace deal every single other day for the last two months now.
Here's what he said yesterday. For all you hardcore Trumpers who love Trump because God sent him to you, right? The Most High God.
Sent him to you.
Well, no, you believe that. Now, I don't know what's wrong with you and why someone must have dropped you on your
clarify
head.
Clarify this. No. I voted for Trump this last session. I'm not going to make any lie about it.
And I did
not. But I didn't vote for this crap.
No, I didn't vote for him at all. I told you I wasn't going to God. You guys sent me all these horrible letters. I can't believe you didn't vote for Trump. I'm like, I'm not doing door number one, door number two, door number three, Satan number one, Satan number two, Satan number three. I'm not doing that again. I did that crap with Hillary because they had me sucked into that thing back in 2016. I'm not doing it again. I'll write somebody in first. I will not be part of the charade. I won't. Period. I won't do it anymore. And if you want to fuss at me, fuss at me. But if you guys have made Trump your God, here's what he said yesterday. Trump declares again, praise be to Allah, as he claims U.S. blockade of Iran is the most successful in the history of naval warfare. Total lie on that, too. Praise be to Allah again. Now, this is your God, your little G that you've made your hero through Q. Q brainwashed so many people in this country. It's unbelievable. You know, remember 30-dimensional chess? He's a multi-millionaire, billionaire genius. He's so smart. He's 100 steps ahead of everybody. No, he's not. He's doing exactly what he's told to do. They don't want you to know about the Epstein files. That's this exactly is all a cover-up.
Right. This is called psychological warfare.
It's called obfuscation
what they do with it.
I love what you said. They provide obfuscation and a distraction while they pickpocket you.
That's what they're doing. They're ripping off the entire American population, and nobody even sees it because they're too busy drooling on themselves watching CNN. I told Doug last night, I said, this is a street game. I said, we got a guy in front of us. He's got a shell here. He's got a ball underneath. He's got a shell. He's doing all these shells. He's got eight different shells moving. He goes, which one's the ball under? We go, that one. Wrong answer. Well, the guy behind the table, there's another guy behind there, and he's going in behind your pocket, pulling your wallet out, pulling your cash and credit cards. You don't even see it happening because you're too busy watching this stupid shell game. Anyways, I digress. I don't want to get any more of that moron. The hidden brain inflammation you can't feel but can prevent. Forgetfulness, lapse of concentration, fatigue, mood swings may be due to chronic brain inflammation. This is an interesting topic here. It says the inflammation that most people are familiar with is redness, swelling, heat, pain, sore throat, joint inflammation. However, Jenks said that brain inflammation does not cause obvious pain, but gradually damages nerve cells through long-term chronic reactions. Chronic inflammation is a necessary mechanism for the body to clear metabolic waste, aging cells, foreign toxins. However, when the workload becomes excessive or the immune system tipped towards imbalance, the inflammatory response gets out of control, causing degenerative diseases. Studies on early-age Alzheimer's disease patients show that most patients have detectable activation of brain immune cells, indicating a close relationship between neuroinflammation and Alzheimer's. Symptoms of brain inflammation include poor concentration, fatigue, mood swings, irritability, and forgetfulness. The three musketeers of brain-boosting foods. First one, you guys know it well. It's in the GHI cleanse. We also have it in the main turmeric force, curcumin. Studies have found that long-term curcumin supplementation improved memory performance in middle-aged and older people. Jing suggests using turmeric as a daily spice in cooking, reducing sugar and salt intake to enhance flavor and increases antioxidant capacity. This is only a partial standpoint of this. They've already done numerous clinical trials that have shown high doses of curcumin, basically turmeric extract, supercritical extract, which is the one that we use, has numerous effects on the body, massive anti-inflammatory benefits, massive brain-protecting benefits, and massive immune response benefits. Clinical trials show this repeatedly. That's why they're talking about this in here. Using it in your food, cool story. Do it all the time if you want. But you need to use a lot higher doses if you want to get the brain protective form on here. The next one they said on here is walnuts. And I did not know this. They said they have a close relationship with the nutrient-rich content for the gut-brain axis. They said stress can leave the gut microbe imbalance. They said, however, here, walnuts play a beneficial role. Studies show that regular walnut consumption can improve gut microbe composition, which is interesting. Now, the only thing I do have to say this about walnuts is if you're trying to lose body fat, be cautious on how many you're eating. Walnuts got a lot of fat in them. Great. But it also make you start packing on a lot of weight. You start eating them because you have like, oh, I'm going to have like a walnut. You end up having 30 walnuts. I know I love cashews. I love walnuts. I love pecans. You got to watch how much you're going to eat. I know a lot of times when I used to be in contest prep with bodybuilding, I would have X amount of basically almonds I would eat. But you have to divvy them out. I'd actually weigh them. And so you'd end up having like 10 of them that basically you'd have for a meal or for a snack. But that was it. Because, you know, 10 walnuts may be beneficial. 20 starts to get a little much. 40 or 50 becomes quite excessive when it comes to body, you know, as far as composition from the calories.
No, I used to grab a handful of nuts. Yeah,
that's
every
the
night.
Problem. Nuts
and I kept going up on the scales. Yeah. I finally said, something ain't right
nuts
here.
Nuts are great. A lot of them got some really good fats in them. But again, like I said, you've got to manage how many you're going to eat if you're monitoring body weight.
Walnut even looks like a brain.
That's what it says right here. It says cinnamon does not enhance the it does not just enhance the flavor of food. Systematic review of 40 studies found that most trials confirm that cinnamon as active ingredients significantly improve memory, learning ability, and overall cognitive performance. This is why the formula we have, the cinnamon extract, it's a 10-to-1 aquaish cinnamon extract, unbelievably strong, which means you have to take like, you know, 10 grams of cinnamon to get basically the effects of what we get out of ours with like one capsule. It's a strong, strong dosage on it. Works incredibly well. Great for blood sugar control too. And it says the four core principles of brain repair. Adopt anti-inflammatory diet. Huge. Cutting out the seed oils. Cutting out all the crap foods, especially stuff that's inflammatory, like pork, sausage, pepperoni, ham, stuff those are inflammatory meats are not good for you, especially when they're loaded up with sodium nitrite. Those are important. Next one on here is cutting out the ultra-processed sugar products. All the sugar, all the seed oils, they cause massive inflammation of the entire body, not the brain. Adopt anti-inflammatory diet. Huge. Stabilize blood sugar. High insulin leads to high inflammation. Period.
High storage of body fat.
And high storage of body fat.
Give me that middle camera, Rich. I gotta interrupt you.
Please don't make a mess on my table again.
No. I mean, just throw it up in the air.
Keep it on your side if you're doing that.
Okay. I am going to do what it said to do. I'm going to take 200 milligrams of green tea caffeine with my purple sticks.
Well, you had melatonin earlier, so you already got that in your bloodstream.
Now, you guys are seeing me do this. So, yeah, I got the blood. Now, melatonin is still coursing through my veins. Not in a bad way.
I was about to say,
it's not cursing, it's coursing. I'm not awake, Boston. Help me,
please,
Austin. Help me.
Let me take the show to your purple stick.
Oh, my gosh.
It's coursing, not cursing.
Well, that was a Freudian slip. I'm trying to wake up.
No, bro.
Okay. Cheers, you guys.
You handle that over there.
All right.
Third one on the list.
Now watch me boot up.
I'm going to watch you boot up. I haven't had a purple stick this morning.
You said it to me the other day.
I'm going
to
show attention.
I took that purple stick and you go, oh, I saw it when it hit you. Your eyes lit up and you started doing
pupils
the show.
Dilated. Maintain a healthy gut microbe. That's an enormously important one. This also comes down to cutting out the processed food, the sucralose, the aspartame, the artificial sweeteners. Keep that stuff out of your diet. You'll keep your gut microbe way better.
You can't maintain microbe when you're taking sucralose.
Cannot.
It's chlorine.
That's why I did that research.
Pesticide.
I started having kidney problems in my 20s on it. So I was using so much of it, and it literally wrecks the gut microbe, which is crazy. It's when the gut microbe goes bad, and you no longer have proper probiotics, your brain chemistry changes. I talked to this about this for years. I didn't understand it, so I researched it. When it comes down to dopamine and serotonin production, it actually massively decreases, and that's why a lot of people get depressed when they're eating really, really, really crappy food. And then what do you want to do? You want to eat more food to try to boost dopamine production from all the high fructose corn syrup and sugar. Stay away from it. And last one on here, it says reduce stress hormones through regular exercise, sufficient sleep, and mindful practices. This is crucial. Got to rest. Got to get enough sleep. Obviously, you guys know that. Regular exercise, that's another one that's absolutely important, because a lot of times people are so sedentary now. They sit on the computer, they're on their phone, they're on TV, they're on the couch. They don't do crap anymore. They lay around like slugs, and they wonder why their circulation's bad, their energy's bad, and they have no energy. You got to stay active, guys. 17 minutes a day is what it talked about yesterday in that article.
Hey, here's the segue, kind of a weak segue, but it still works. People in South Carolina, there's some really smart ones up there and some crazy ones. Okay, they need to be doing what you're talking about right here as far as brain repair.
Yes, yeah, so they can vote out.
No,
this
listen to this. Senator Lindsey Graham in his victory speech compares President Donald Trump to God and says, Mr. President, you're not far behind God. They've been electing him in South Carolina since 2003.
And I don't know why.
Now, I have no idea why he won his primary. I do, because he's an incumbent. But the crazy part about it is I'm sure APAC's totally supporting him. Because
he's a staunch supporter.
Hmm?
of Israel. All he does is blabber at the mouth.
Mr. Ted,
I'm going to tell my constituents, their sons and daughters, are going to go fight for Israel over the Middle East.
No, he said that. And die, yeah. And, you know, Mr. President, you're not far behind God. Now, let me tell you something. If you got a candidate running for senator in South Carolina and he's blaspheming like this, what are you guys thinking? And you think, well, you put some crazy people in office down there in Florida, too. Yeah, you're right. And there are a lot of us who were against certain candidates going into office. Remember when we had about 7 years ago, Austin, the black guy Gillum who was running for office, and they found him in a gay orgy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden all the people were voting for him, and he almost won? Yeah.
Guys, South Carolina, y'all could do better. This is your senator at Disney by himself with a mermaid fairy wand at 70 years old. I'm just going to let you guys do with that as you want. But I don't really know why a grown man is going to Disney World by himself, no kids, no grandkids, because, well, he doesn't have any kids, he's gay, and he's walking around with a fairy wand.
You know,
guys, you could do better in South Carolina. I love South Carolina, but this
first of all, we're giving you data points this morning. Please get that off the screen.
That's why I was waiting for you to say that.
I can't take this. This is just more than I can bear. Okay, I want to say something so ugly that YouTube will ban us, but I'm not going to do it.
Please don't.
No, I'm not.
I got my YouTube account up and running again.
No, listen to me. You know, we're giving you data points. Now, there's a movie out there, and you don't have to go to this level, but you got to realize what a data point is. In that movie, Don't Look Up, it's an interesting movie. And it's a satire, but it's not a satire. It's telling you a lot of people who run the planet, and one of them is a business guy who likes little kids. Real pervert, right? And they're talking, him and Leonardo DiCaprio, and Leonardo DiCaprio says, have you looked at the science about these spaceships that you want to send to this asteroid to destroy it? And basically the data is not lining up with the spaceships, and we haven't tested it, and so we're making a giant risk here. This is paraphrasing what he said. And so he says, you have to understand, you're a businessman. And I'm a scientist. And he goes, businessman? You're calling me a businessman? He goes, you know, we're dealing with evolution now of the species and how people are evolving. He goes, we have 40 million data points on you right now, talking to Leonardo DiCaprio. He goes, you see, we know every decision you've made since 1994, every decision, all of it, 40 million data points. I know that you have colon polyps right now. I know that they're okay, but you need to get them checked. You know, I know that there's 8 different types of consumer types, and basically you're a lifestyle idealist. That's who you are. You go out for pleasure, not pain. You're like a field mouse. You know, I can tell you with a 96.5% accuracy how you're going to die. But, you know, it was so silly about how you were going to die, I don't even remember it now. I knew it was boring, but I also know you're going to die alone. And you go, what the heck are you quoting, Ted? I'm quoting you indirectly, but not, you know, directly, from that movie, Don't Look Up, about the data points. What do you think they're going to do with these AI data centers?
Yeah.
Well, there's the good segue. If you can't take data points of what Lindsey Graham is and make a decision on that, why do you need more data points? We have 40 million data points, he says in here. And so think about this for a second. Why do they need AI data centers that you hear 10 miles away because they're so loud? They consume, one data center up in Idaho consumes more power than the entire state of Idaho. But we have to have data centers. No, they're going to change the holographic reality projection.
Well, what they're going to do is, and me and Doug talked about it in detail last night, this is called behavioral modification at its finest level we've ever witnessed before. And
this is Bernays and
Freud. Right, this is behavioral modification on a level that us psychologists could only dream of as far as understanding. And I'm not saying it like it's good. This is horrific. What they're going to start doing is, once they start building this level of data points on everybody, which they've already started doing, AI analysis can go in and start doing predictive programming and behavior modification by going in and implanting certain ideas through consumer marketing, through photos, through social media, through every aspect of digital entities that you're exposed to, and it actually will start to direct your decisions into directions that they want you to go, and you don't even realize it happens. For perfect example, I talked to a good friend of mine the other day, and we were talking pretty esoteric stuff, getting pretty wild with it, and he kept referencing, well, the statistics on this, and iChatGPT this. After the third or fourth time, I said, you sure pull AI for a lot of your data. I'm not necessarily saying you're wrong. It sounds pretty accurate. He goes, well, I use for this and this. I said, did you ever start thinking that AI is going to be starting to be used to change your decisions? He goes, well, no, my decisions are my decisions. I said, but are they?
Yeah, they sure, yeah.
But are they? or you're getting your data from AI, you're getting all this data analytics that they're giving you, they're building data points on you, and all they have to do is start tweaking things very slowly, certain directions in certain areas on certain topics, and it will actually start to slowly change your behavior, your thoughts, eventually your actions. Don't believe me? Do your research on behavior modification. This is on a level we've never witnessed before.
Well, we have. There's nothing new under the sun. It happened in Genesis chapter 6.
Well, maybe
happened.
That. Well, we haven't.
No, we haven't seen it. No,
in this generation.
Now, remember, when Satan and the gang, whatever you want to call them, the gang, the Luciferians, got together, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, and they built these pyramids everywhere, and they created giant energy fields around the planet, and every thought of every man was evil all the time. Now, these people who were there, they weren't planning on their thoughts becoming evil all the time, Austin. It was the little stuff, the little stuff, the little
slow
stuff.
Slow behavioral modification and direction. You don't even realize it's happening.
And we say, you'll never make me have evil thoughts all the time. I won't do it. Now, remember, back then they didn't have Jesus. They didn't have the affiliate of the Holy Spirit. Now, they won't have such an easy time like they had back in Genesis 6.
That's true.
It won't be like that this time because Jesus already died for us and his blood already continues to renew us and sanctifies us through communion and through what he did on Calvary.
They didn't have grace back then.
They didn't have grace back then. And so these entities were breeding with these human beings and creating these Nephilim hybrid. And they were basically just easier to control than we are. We're like this wild bunch here on this planet. You know, when we accept Christ, we're like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. How about no? How about H.E. double sticks? No. How about you go back to hell where you belong? I've had enough of you.
Especially in Florida.
Especially in Florida. We got a bunch of rednecks.
They tried that during COVID. They're like, well, you guys are going to lock down. We're like, lock down? No. What is this term you say, lockdown? Well, you can't go out. You can't do things. Okay. Yeah. See, that's a hard pass for me, brother. We're going to the beach this weekend. I still remember. I'll never forget. It's spring of 2020, and they said, we're shutting down Daytona Beach. And I was like, well, I got plans to go to Daytona Beach. The mayor comes out a week later, and he goes, we're not shutting down Daytona Beach. Mm-hmm. He goes, the beach is probably one of the best places you could be during a viral epidemic.
Yeah.
They go, the scientists go, no. We've researched it.
I had
COVID going into the ocean and flying back. We said, now we're good, man.
Yesterday, somebody sent me forward on Toronto police officers auto theft advice. They're telling you just leave the keys for the cars. And
what?
If they break it, yeah, no, this is Canada. This is Canada.
It's in Europe, too. No, they're saying it's easier to just don't fight back.
No, they're saying you might as well leave cookies and milk.
That's
what they said. It said, Ontario Premier Doug Ford has compared controversial auto theft advice from a Toronto police officer to welcome Santa Claus at Christmas. The premier was asked on Friday about a Toronto police officer who told residents to leave their car keys at the door and to avoid home invasions. The officer suggested that people leave the keys to the vehicle in a Faraday bag by the front door, a statement said from Toronto police on Thursday afternoon. While meeting, it's counted other ways to prevent auto theft, he continued. Asked about comments on the photo opportunity with Barry Ont, Ford said, had to be picked off the floor when he heard them. They said, might as well leave cookies and milk for the people who want to steal your car. Okay, you've got a Cadillac Escalade, one of the most highly sought-after stolen cars in America. Okay, let's go ahead and leave your keys hanging on the hook by the door with some cookies and milk. That way they'd have to fight you and come in the house. Just grab the keys to take off. They chop it up and cut it real quick or send it overseas. And the next 30 minutes, it'll be on a transport. And you think, oh, and by the way, they will take the battery out of it and kill the doggone system on it so you can't find it on OnStar or track it. Oh, by the way, that's easy enough to do. Just disconnect the battery terminals. And so suddenly,
you know, the vast majority of people.
Remember, Canada used to be the country with lumberjacks.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you had to try to stay alive in Canada. And now they got men walking around in dresses everywhere. And because of Trudeau. Yeah. And Trudeau, he bailed out of Canada.
You know,
he took off with that Satanist Katy Perry.
You know why we don't get home invasions very rarely down here in Florida?
Because Grady Judd told us to shoot everybody that breaks your house.
The vast majority of people in Florida understand what 12-gauge does to soft tissue. Just about all of us do down here. And once you realize when that happens, it's not funny anymore to kick in somebody's door when you know there's a 12-gauge behind it. I'm just going to say with that. Also, too, I got an email from a customer of mine. I want to cover this today.
Is it a good email?
Actually, one of my good emails. I got a good email.
Hey, when you got...
Brett, thank you for this. I actually needed a good email yesterday.
No.
After all the BS that I get every day, I'm like, hey, he sends me an email, right? So I redacted his email in here. I very, very, very crudely redacted the emails. So it went out here. He said, y'all were talking about weight loss today. This is yesterday. And I just want to share you that some of us, we out here do listen. He goes, the show is awesome today. When I first started listening to you guys, I worked in the oil fields and ate like crap. This is in 2016. I weighed 335. Since I've been listening to y'all and taking health practice supplements, I've dropped over 110 pounds, give or take. I love y'all's show and supplements. I now weigh around 215 or so. It fluctuates 210, 220. Perfect range probably for you. The point is, it's from listening to you guys. Thank you so much. So, Brett, thank you for the positive email. I'm glad to know I have somebody out there on this podcast that actually listens to what we say on here.
Well, you know,
I mean, serious.
Well, now,
because I get these other emails and it's like, oh, you guys, you bring this topic up, and I'm like, dude, what do you want? What do you want? What kind of response do you want out of me?
Now, Joel Osteen is a friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in a few years, but he's a friend of mine. You say, well, I don't like Joel Osteen. Okay, I didn't say Pastor Joel Osteen. I didn't say that. He's a great motivational speaker.
He is that.
He is. He's
from
very good.
From a pastor standpoint, I'm kind of like.
Yeah, he's kind of iffy on pastor stuff. But now, if you go to his services live, which I have, it's pretty good. He really,
it's high energy.
There are 20,000-30,000 people in there. And what's interesting about this is that he said something one time that I'm going to quote. He said that there's four different types of people. You break it in 25%, 25%, 25%, 25%. He goes, 25% of the people are going to hate you all the time, no matter what you do or what you say.
Facts.
Okay, so for those of you who are in that 25% category and you want to send us emails, just be prepared that you're going to be deleted and blocked. But, you know, because there's nothing we can say to make you happy.
No.
I can give you money. You won't be happy. I can give you free supplements. You won't be happy. I can send you on a free trip to Bora Bora and put you in a hotel out over the ocean where you have water underneath you and you have this incredible vacation and you still won't be happy. It doesn't make any difference what I do. You're not going to like me. So, no.
That's true, though.
No, it doesn't matter. And you'll be saying, why did he send me here? What's wrong with him? Yeah, you see what he's trying to do? He's trying to bribe me so I like him. No. And you think, well, whatever. So for you, though, who are that 25%, I love you. You don't buy products anyhow. You don't support the show. You basically loathe everybody, including us. I pray for you, and I pray that God blesses you, that his face shines upon you, that he's gracious unto you, that he grants you grace, mercy, peace, prosperity, health, and love. I pray that over you. But what's the difference? Now you're mad that I prayed that over you.
Dude, no,
I'm being real. My purple stick kicked. Did you feel it?
Yeah, I know it did. I was just about to say that.
And listen to me. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you no matter what. Okay. Now you got the second category. They're going to hate you no matter what you do. But if you give them enough stuff, if you pray for them enough, if you show them that you're real and you will stay long enough with it, they'll start to like you. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. It just takes time. Now, if you're in that category, I still pray the same prayer over you. I really do, because I love you. Third category, they're going to love you, but if you say one thing wrong about Israel,
there you go,
or anything, the next 25%, now they're going to hate you. And you go,
big category right there.
No, you get 90% right. If I'm in a relationship, you know, whatever, and I've got a girlfriend or I've got a wife or I'm married or whatever, and I get a 90% on my relationship, it's still an A. It's still an A. It's still
A's,
excellent.
A's solid.
An A's
A. A gets you the graduate school of your choice.
Yeah, okay, so we're good. But I give you 90% what you agree with, and I say one thing. I'm mad about that. So now you no longer love us, you hate us. Well, I'm not going to buy a product from you anymore. Okay, I got it. Now, I could try to woo you back. I could try to do that, but I'm still going to pray the same prayer for you because I'm going to be as consistent as I possibly can. Now, you got the last 25%. No matter what you do, they love you. Well, I agree with Ted 90% of the time. I disagree with that, but I still love the Ted Dawson Brower Show. We're still going to support Health Masters. We're still going to be part of that 3%. We're still going to be that group that says, no matter what you say, we know you're trying to tell the truth and you're doing the best you can. We're going to love you no matter what. Now, for those people, I say, I pray that God blesses you, that he keeps you, that his face shines upon you, he's gracious unto you, and I thank you for granting you peace, love, prosperity, companionship, and all the days of your life you're going to be blessed beyond measure. I pray that over you. I really do, because I love you guys too.
Customers like Brett fall into that category.
Well, no.
A lot of others are where they listen, they make actions, they make changes, they go, listen, you guys are awesome.
Here's the deal. That goes to the 20-80 rule, doesn't it?
There you go.
Because those people are going to support you no matter what. And they're going to produce 80% of the revenue for Health Masters, which keeps the show on the air. This show's over $100,000 a year to maintain. You think, why is it that much? Well, I could break it down for you, but I'm not going to. Start your own podcast. You'll figure it out real quick.
You'll figure out the invoices. They stack up real fast.
Oh, my gosh. And so that's the thing that people don't get. So you say, well, it doesn't matter. I ain't supporting that company. Okay, don't. Don't. I got it. I'm not going to fuss at you. I'm still going to pray for you. No matter what you do, where you fall in that 100% category, I'm going to pray for you that God blesses you. And here's the thing. I've learned something. I'm going to say something to you that I probably shouldn't say. This is Proverbs.
But you're going to say it anyway.
No, I'm going to say it anyhow. The curse causeless shall not come. Okay? If you're living a life that ain't what you want it to be, there's a reason that life's that way. A lot of it's because of what you speak about, because what you think about, and what you just say about stuff. Because what happens is you create the fabric of reality around you with scalar energy fields. And if you're negative, negative, negative towards everybody all the time, no matter how hard they try, guess what? You're going to become a negative person. And your life's going to attract negativity and all kinds of other horrible stuff. That's why the Bible says the curse causeless shall not come. There's a reason your life is like it is. Well, now I'm really pissed off that you said that to me this morning. No, I'm listening to me. I'm not trying to do anything to you. I'm just trying to say to you, there's certain behavioral patterns that have certain consequences. If I'll eat my pork, I don't care what you say. Okay, great. Well, you come down with heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and tapeworms in your brain, and pork larvae in your brain, and they eat holes in your brain. Don't come to me and complain. I'm just telling you what it does when you eat it. Now you say, well, I don't like the message. I don't like the messenger. Well, let's separate the two. You may not like my delivery. I got that. I understand with that. You say, well, I can't believe you say stuff like that. I'm just reading you what the facts say. When I read your report 2 days ago about pork brain parasites, I'm not making it up. It's real. Millions are affected, it said. So you go, well, I don't want to know about that. I like my bacon. How dare you tell me that? Wait a minute. If I can't tell you the truth about what certain things do to you, why? Ask yourself that question. Remember what we told you before?
I brought that up the other day.
Yep. What am I doing? Number one, what's it doing to me? Number two, and number three, is that okay? What am I doing? I'm eating pork. Okay? Number two, what's it doing to me? Massively increasing my risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Number three, what's it doing to me? Is that okay? Well, I don't care if I have a massive increase in these diseases. Great. Knock yourself out. Go have yourself a pork fillet. I don't care. Go eat some raw pig while you're at it and see what happens to you. And I'm being completely facetious.
Down here in Florida if you want.
Yeah, I'm being completely facetious. Don't do that. But the point is, people do it. Well, I'm going to cook it, make sure it's well done. Okay, great. Now you're going to eat dead cooked parasites in your pork. Why do you want to eat dead cooked parasites? Well, I'm just asking.
Here's the thing. I'm going to slow down for a minute. You had way too much purple stuff.
Wow, I should have taken
it's
one.
Thursday, not Friday. The thing is, I had a discussion the other day.
You should have told me that before I took
two. With one of my good buddies, and we talked about it in detail. Like last year, I had some stuff that I was working on, I was going through, and he brought some topics to me, and they were very factual, and he brought them with facts. And I kind of was like, oh, you know what? I didn't like what he was saying, but he was right. And I took a step back, and I started thinking about it, and I did. I analyzed it, and I went, you know what? He is right. I'm going to make changes to make things differently now. That's the thing we talked about the other day on the show. If somebody brings something to you, and it's factual, and you check it, and you go, they're right about this, you have two things you can do. You can say,
Pastor Sean told me,
you know what? You're right about this, dude. Let me think about it. Let me pray about it. Let me analyze it. Let me figure out ways to tweak it, mitigate it. Or you can go, I don't care what you said. I don't care what you do. I'm going to knuckle down, and I'm going to dig in, and I'm going to pull the trench hole deeper, and I'm going to keep fighting you harder on it because I don't like what you say. It's two options. That's it. Because if you have true cognitive functioning, you can't do anything other than those two if you find something that is truthful. You can't. There's two options on it. Because you keep doing the same thing you did, and you're convicted, you're going to be miserable doing it. If you know something's wrong, and you keep going, man, he was right about this, but I'm going to try to keep doing it, but I'm not going to dig in, but I'm not going to make changes, you're going to live in a miserable state of mind. Trust me, I know. Because what happens is, you ride the fence. And you're double-minded in all your ways. Yep, because now you're trying to do one thing, but you do the other thing, but you're doing this thing, but you're convicted on it, and you're crossing over this fence line, and it's like he says, you can't, fresh water and salt water can't flow from the same spring. They can't do it. I mean, if you come down to Florida, you go down to the Everglades, you get the brackish water. It's some of the nastiest stuff that exists, brackish water. Because it's fresh water that's mixed in with salt water, and it's black, and it's horrible. You can't drink it. You can't filter it. It's like, bleh, it's brack water. That's what happens to your body. It happens to your mind. It happens to your soul when you keep doing something you're convicted on and you know you shouldn't do it, but you don't even knuckle down and harden your heart to push away God, but you still try to accept that you're doing something wrong, but you don't want to make changes. It goes brackish. There's no point to it anymore.
But you lukewarm and all that you
do. Yeah, you go down to the Keys. You got salt water down there. Beautiful. Some of the best diving down there, crystal clear blue water. You go down to the aquifer here. Crystal clear water. They both have beautiful perks, and they're both beautiful depending on what direction you go on them. You mix them together, they're disgusting. Pick which direction you need to go, but pick a side and pick a decision. If you screw up and you're trying to eat clean and you mess up on it, it's okay. Take a step back, evaluate, reassess your food habits, keep pushing forward. Everybody screws up. Everybody screws up. But you can't sit there and keep screwing up when you know something's unbelievably unhealthy for you and sit there and go, well, I know it's bad for me, but I'm going to keep doing it anyways. Or you go, I got to make changes. You got one or two options on it.
Pastor Sean said the other day, you either have to repent or you have to fight.
Yeah.
You got to dig in or you got to repent.
And the
repent,
it all depends on the topic.
Now, repent doesn't mean from a spiritual standpoint.
Right.
Repent means make a 180 degree. You change what you're doing.
And dig in on the same topic. Dig in doesn't always mean reprobate. You could dig in on a conviction that you have. Mm-hmm. Somebody says something to you and you go, no, this is something that I know to be true. I'm digging in on this. But the truth about it is you have to pick a side. You've got to pick a section. You know, if somebody goes, well, you know, the Epstein files aren't a big deal. It's okay. The government's full of pedophiles. No, I'm diametrically opposed to that statement. I don't agree with you. I'm going to dig in and I am going to push back on it. I am not going to compromise because I know what is to be true. I'm digging in on the truth.
How can salt water, fresh water come from the same spring?
Pick
one. You got to pick one.
Pick one. Salt water's great. Fresh water's great. They both have perks. You got to figure out which one you're going with, but you can't try to ride in the middle of it. Well, I'm gonna eat horrible all the time. But I'm going to try to get in good shape. I'm going to try to exercise, but I want my Taco Bell every day. But I don't want to deal with a doctor, but I'm really sick. And I want to go pharmaceuticals. Dude, you're confused. Your whole body composition, your mind, everything's confused. Because you're no longer going the direction you want and being gluttonous, but you're no longer being healthy. You're just in the middle of this slush. You're not even trying anymore. That's my statement.
Well, no, a senator now has said, you know, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, and I have to do this in a weird way because I don't want to get YouTube to ban me on this. If you've taken the 6 years ago,
yeah,
okay,
during that 2020.
No. And he says these injuries are real, U.S. Senator says, and he's demanding that these blank injuries be given disease classification.
Really?
Yeah, this is a senator from Florida. He said it's enough. It's absolutely enough. U.S. Senator is demanding that the injuries suffered by so many people basically be given a disease classification. That's so insurance companies and doctors have the proper process for patient harms to be reimbursed. At a report it just used, said Senator Ron Johnson, Republican out of Wisconsin, I guess he was Wisconsin, not Florida, Trump's Department of Health Services has acknowledged these injections are real, these injuries. They've got to create an ICD code so the doctors can get reimbursed while they're treating these people who took the and basically have this going on with their heart. Heart disease, diabetes, cancer, turbo cancers.
This is the article here, too. That I'm Dr. Angus DeLesh, professor of oncology at University of London, said the hearing on in Washington that he witnessed patients unexpectedly developing cancer after receiving that thing that they gave everybody after COVID, built with RNA technology. He said, and I quote, I have no doubt in my mind that the RNA shot likely played a significant role in the development of unexpected cancers. His quote. I'm quoting this
now,
man.
I'm going to say this, too.
That's
now, intense, now listen to me. If you had to take that shot for various reasons, I got it. I understand that.
It was a rough time
for
a lot of people.
But if you know you took it, why are you not trying to mitigate the damages, and why are you trying to go in and do things that you know are going to increase the risk of cancer on top of everything else? You don't want to do that.
Well, you've got to make sure you're monitoring inflammation response with the body. You've got to be taking antioxidants like the curcumin, the turmeric, and then that's why we put together the Spike Protein Survival Kit with the NAC, the natokinase, and the vitamin E. And vitamin C, D3, and zinc, the other immune kit we have on here, I mean, you've got to stay on that. General basis of the vitamin C, the D3, and the zinc is crucial on a regular basis. But if you had to go through that, make sure you're mitigating all the damage as best as possible on there, because at the end of the day, they knew what that thing was going to do. They knew it. I mean, it rolled out. That was DARPA technology they worked on with CRISPR-9 gene editing. You can do the research on it, where that technology came from. And they rolled it out intentionally to test to see what it was going to do. That's why all the batch numbers have completely different responses. Some batch numbers have like a 98% side effect rate. Other batch numbers have like no side effects. I mean, I'm talking, it's like 1%. I mean, I got maybe soreness at the shot site for an hour. That's it on all the doses. And then you got another batch number. Everybody comes down with significant cardiovascular problem with it. Do your research to make your body as healthy as possible. We try to do that here at Health Masters and bring you guys the highest quality supplements so you don't have to do as much work as we do. We try to make it easy for you, to be honest with you.
Yeah, here's an interesting article. And the guy writes a lot of scary stuff, so I don't really quote him very often, but he goes, a lot of people out there go, everything is fine. The skeptics mock as plagues and disasters erupt all around us, including from the they pretend like it's not real. But isn't that what human beings do? They always try to pretend like certain things are real, certain things are not real, and they try to make sure that everybody who's involved with these different decisions they're making are either in agreement with them or they stop listening to the people that aren't in agreement with them.
It was the echo chambers in Washington and stuff. You see that so much now. These guys get up there, and then what happens is they get surrounded by pharmaceutical reps.
Here's his quote. No matter how bad things get, some skeptics will simply never admit that what we're experiencing is unusual. We live at a time of seemingly endless wars, growing global hunger and alarming outbreaks of disease and constant natural disasters. But they just keep telling us everything is fine. It's like the guys in that movie, What Don't Look Up. Everything's fine. It's all fine. It's no big deal. You know, he has that whole things that land on this meteorite that's about to hit the earth, and they all like fail. And he goes, it's all fine. It's all good. As he jumps into a spaceship to leave the planet. We're about to be destroying the planet. Everything's fine. The Russia and Ukraine are absolutely pummeling one another. Iran and Israel are firing ballistic missiles at each other. And we're facing severe shortage of food, oil, fertilizer, natural gas in the months ahead. Meanwhile, global food production will be way down this year thanks to historic fertilizer crisis and unexpected drought caused in Godzilla-type El Nino here in Florida. It's unbelievable. That is on the way. I just don't understand how some people can be so cavalier about all this. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to say this about what he just said. We don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We can't walk around fear all the time because fear is the mind killer. It paralyzes us. That's why the Bible says that we cast out fear. You can't do that. You have to walk in love with God and realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice in it whether we get rain or not. I'll rejoice in it whether or not our leaders decide to bomb another country. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to sit here and stress out and worry and worry and worry. Because by worrying, nobody's going to add a single measure to their life. It says that in the book of Matthew. Nobody's going to benefit from worry. But that doesn't mean we need to pretend like it's not happening either. I'm going to pray for my leaders no matter what they do. No, make sure next time that you vote for them, you don't vote for them. And we try to get legal representation again and try to get the voting machines that are hacked not to be hacked anymore. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. And we have to stand firm against evil. Stand against it. That's what you've got to do, the Word of God says. And if we stand against it, it will leave. It will flee. It will. Once we expose it, once we get about a 13 to 15% population knowledge of what's going on,
Yeah. Also
we reach what's called a tipping point with the CIA. They realize at that point in time, they can't play the game with us anymore. And that's what we're trying to do. But then you got to remember, 85% of people are just still believing
the
lies.
And that's the perfect example of what happened in 2020 in certain states. Like down here in Florida, is you had a percentage population. Well, down here is more like probably 50, 60, 70%. Everybody's kind of just said, well, how about we just don't follow orders? Like, well, it's a mandate. We said, how about we just don't care? How about we survived everything else? We survived the meth heads, the water moccasins, the gators, the hurricanes, and a whole list of other things.
The anacondas.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. You know what? If we got to deal with the virus, how about this? How about I take my own supplements? I don't eat sugar, which I rarely do. I hammer a high dose of vitamin C, D3, and zinc, which I did. And everybody's like, well, if you get sick, you get sick. And we did. Then what happens is you stay out of the hospital. The hospital was a remdesivir. That was a whole other topic. I'm not even going to get into that today. You guys already know what happened with that. And we documented it many, many times what they were doing. So be strong on that. Now, also, too, there's another topic I want to come up here. There's one last story. Oh, this is interesting. Epic scandal. This just shows you why I don't believe anything these guys say. Bill Gates donated hundreds of millions of dollars now.
God, he looks awful.
He's a horrible human being. Hundreds of millions of dollars to NIH, National Institute of Health, to influence research priorities that then turned around and benefited his foundation. This is wild, dude. This goes to show you how unbelievably corrupt these guys are. It says, if you're a researcher complaining about two entities that control over half the funding for public health, then look no further than Bill Gates. This guy basically controls and dictates public health with these groups because of what they do with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the hundreds of millions of dollars in donations in order to get what they want done, to get vaccines approved in certain countries, and to basically then have money kicked back to them. This is why I've never listened or understood why anybody even takes these guys seriously. They're cutouts. They're banker cutouts that need people to run front points for certain entities, companies, and foundations so they can say, that's the guy doing this, that's the guy doing this. Zuckerberg created Facebook. Well, that was CIA's platform that they basically put together. I've talked about that in detail. You look at what basically, you know, Bill Gates did. You look at all these different guys that are involved with this stuff. They have to have certain heads. Look at Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos and the platform with Amazon selling books online never could possibly even fathom doing the numbers that they do now. Well, that's because they got $650 million DOD contract to house the CIA servers back 20 years ago. And then they got hundreds of billions of dollars in aggregate over years of DOD contracts for delivery, logistics, shipment, and freight. Nobody wants to talk about that over the last 25 years. And now they turned a giant global retail monopoly. The point now, mom and pop businesses don't exist. A lot of online stores don't exist. There's people that I know, and it boggles my mind how much you're feeding your own beast that's killing you. They have everything on auto pay with Amazon every week. Was Amazon delivery this? They get everything they need from Amazon. Well, maybe convenient. You're saving a dollar, but you understand Amazon is the lead trending in like company of predatory pricing. I've watched them personally put companies out of business that I've done business with. Put them out of business. Kaput, gone. Then absorbs them. Pennies on the dollar afterwards. And they ran the price up on everything. This is their model. This is what they do. They're not your friend. They don't like you. You're a number. You're a dollar. You're a money. They're trying to extract as much as they can out of everybody. So when you come to a company like Health Masters and we produce you guys the highest quality supplements you can, and you call us up and we pick up, you email me and I listen, as long as you're not barraging me about a whole bunch of stupid stuff, but topics are actually important and involving that I want to be involved in, I try to take care of everybody. We're here because we care and we're actually directly involved with the community. I'm not some rep in India that doesn't speak English at a call center telling you how great Amazon is and I refuse to answer your questions about something. That ain't us. That'll never be us. So thank you for supporting Health Masters on these topics, because it's not getting easier.
I had to call a lady the other day about a credit card that got messed up.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? And they stuck me with a rep over in either the Philippines or the India. And
I said, I've done nothing wrong. I love a lot of people over there, traveled all over the place. But when I'm trying to get business done, and I understand every eighth word, dude, really?
She was saying something about April. And it was April. I'm like,
eight ball.
I don't understand you. I'm sorry. And finally, I asked her for a supervisor.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She put me on hold. Never came back.
Oh, really? That's when I left.
Oh, yeah. They put me on hold. Never came back. So I had to call them back. Had to do the whole thing over again. So be aware of this, okay, when you start calling people up. Here's the question. Why are these billionaires that are building these AI data centers naming them after biblical demons, a lot of them that caused the flood?
I've seen that, too.
Okay? Now, let me give you some of these data centers are 62 square miles of servers. Now, what does that even mean? That's a lot of, okay? When I say these facilities are the size of Washington, D.C., I mean 62 square miles of computer servers.
Yeah.
No, listen. Each powered by 9 nuclear power plants.
Which one is that?
Don't know. He's not saying. One nuclear plant powers a city of 750,000. Basically, it's a metaphor. Okay. One nuclear plant powers a city of 750,000 people. These facilities need 9 nuclear power plants. Well, you don't need that kind of power to store your vacation photos.
Well, no, he's talking an aggregate across all of them.
You don't need that kind of power to store your vacation photos. In plain English, these data centers are being built to teach artificial intelligence how to control robot armies, robots that can hunt people, identify targets, kill without waiting for a human to approve it. That's how much this computing power is being used for. And, you know, I mean, think about what they're doing here. Elon Musk's grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, ran Technocracy, Inc., in the Canada during the 1930s, not joined RAN, R-A-N, Technocracy, Inc., wanted to abolish democracy, replace it with the rule by engineers. No voting, no representation, human beings as managed assets in a technological system. Yeah. Canada banned them. You have to be particularly anti-democratic from Canada to ban you. These guys are bad. These guys are really, really bad. And you need to understand something. When you follow these guys and you do what they want you to do and you don't give resistance, you're complying with evil.
That's exactly right.
Don't do that.
Compliance through silence is what
that's
it is.
That's right. You can't. Somebody's got to speak up. And so instead of sending us a nasty letter, say, hey, look, I don't agree with everything you say, which is good. I don't care. But I know you guys are trying to get the truth out there.
We've been fighting against the Lakeland data center. Everybody's been going, doing all kinds of meetings with it. They now are having a meeting to put a 12-month data center moratorium out there now. Basically, nobody can even apply for a data center for the next 12 months.
Well, what they're going to do, but after 12 months, the attorneys are getting involved.
That's what I'm kidding. You know what's funny?
They weaponized the legal system.
It's called
system.
Project Swan, like Project Black Swan. That's the name of the project data center over there. Project Swan.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I talked to somebody about this last night in Orlando, and they said that's also what they did. Over on the east side of Orlando, they put this moratorium up so nobody could put any permits in for it. But then while they did that moratorium, they got all the
legal stuff,
the legal stuff in place. So we'll figure out. This fight's not over. It's going to be prolonged. It's going to be a nightmare.
Well, they've got to put a data center in Polk County. There's too many of us out here just don't want to listen. I'm just telling
you. Take that for what you guys want. Guys, I appreciate all the support. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for dealing up with our rhetoric sometime, especially – would you take two purple sticks with an unknown amount of melatonin?
You saw it, booed in this morning.
I was like, gosh, I gotta step in.
I have
in.
To admit, I feel
You're
pretty
stressing
good.
Stressing me out, dude. I don't get stressed out.
That's what I told you last
Calm
night.
Down.
You went on Hagman. I said, why are you so geeked up last night? I'm like, I took this. I took purple sticks. I'm like, okay, just let me take a breath.
Austin
kind of just took a breath with me this one. Hey, I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks for supporting us. If you weren't here to support us, we couldn't pay for the show. God bless you.
No.
And I'm going to continue to pray for you, no matter what you fall at 100%.
I'll try the eyesight. You guys voted it won. I put it on sale for
great
you.
Great, take it
every day. Won by a doggone landslide. Check it out, over 10% off eyesight. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Stay healthy, stay strong. We'll talk to you again later on, as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, we can do this together. Stay positive about all of it, because at least we're telling you guys the truth and we know what we can fight against. That's the whole key here. Continue to pray. Thanks for praying for us. We'll continue to pray for you guys. And again, thank you for your support. I love you guys.